Ever had someone break a promise? It's frustrating, isn't it? It can also hurt. You can't trust someone who says one thing and then does another. If you know people who make a pattern of going back on their word, I'm sorry. People like that make it hard to believe that anyone keeps their word. Keeping my word is important to me. Just the other day, my little granddaughter said, "But Nana, you promised that we could play outside today." Now, I didn't mean to break my promise. I just forgot. I'm here to tell you that God doesn't forget his promises. You and I can trust God to keep his promises. I want to be a promise keeper. As soon as my little granddaughter reminded me of my promise, we headed straight for the swing set. Today, we're going to look at what Paul wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians about the ultimate promise keeper. You're going to discover God doesn't waver between yes and no. God always does what he says. God's promises were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. If you're struggling to trust God because you've been hurt by someone untrustworthy, I hope you'll stay with me. I am going to give you three promises that you can hold on to. And I'm also going to share a story about a time that God blew me away with a promise that he kept. And it'll bless you big time if you're struggling to trust that God will take care of you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am honored that you're here. Each week, I read a Bible verse or two, and I give you a declaration in order to silence the lies that we've been believing about ourselves, God, and other people. We can declare truth from Scripture, and speaking it out loud, especially when it's drawn from the Bible, is going to empower your tongue with truth and drown out those lies that are hanging out between our ears. Let's take a moment now to look at 2 Corinthians, just a portion in chapter 1 of verses 19 and 20, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. And as God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. If you're like me, you've seen someone waver between yes and no, but God doesn't do that, which is one of the reasons why you and I can trust God to keep his promises. Will you declare that wonderful truth with me? I can trust God to keep his promises. Now, I'm going to share three promises found not only in the verses that I just read, but also throughout the Bible. And the first promise is this: God is steady. He has been called a rock and a fortress. He's been called unchanging. Our God does not waver. Have you ever heard the saying, if you don't stand for something, you might fall for anything? Well, God can't be fooled or persuaded. That's one of the reasons that I can trust God to keep his promises. Amen? God doesn't lean to the left or to the right just to keep in step with current trends or popular ideologies. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So don't be attracted by strange new ideas. I love that that's in the Bible. If you and I stand firm on the truth that's in the Bible, then we're not going to be swayed by those strange new ideas. The Bible tells us in James 1:17 that the Father of the heavenly lights does not change like shifting shadows. The day before my granddaughter came over, my weather app told me that it was going to be warm and sunny the next day, a nice break from the cold and rainy weather that had kept us inside for several days. And I had promised her that we could play outside the next day when she came over. I was able to keep my promise once she reminded me because the weather report was accurate, which is not always the case. Anybody else made plans only to have the weather shift on you? Well, God doesn't shift on us. No circumstances are beyond God's control. So he's going to keep his promise no matter what. God is steady. Nothing takes him by surprise. He's not like the weather forecaster who gets it wrong from time to time. God is never wrong. Okay, here's another promise found in 2 Corinthians 1:19. God is reliable. He's not only steady and unwavering, he is also reliable. God does what he says. Now, this promise is in the Old Testament too. In Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not a human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Now, anyone with solid Bible knowledge and a personal relationship with Jesus knows the answer to those questions. My friend, God keeps his promises. He always does what he says he will do. God will never lie to you. We can trust him to speak the truth, which is why you and I can trust God to keep his promises. Will you declare that with me? I can trust God to keep his promises. My friend, if you struggle with trust, I understand, and I'm not asking you to trust someone undeserving. God is reliable. You can trust him no matter what. He will never let you down. He loves you so much that he gave his one and only son to die for you. That's a whole lot of love. Now, I'm about to highlight a vital point for you from today's scripture. But first, would you do me a favor? Would you please click or tap on the like button and also share this with a friend and subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to turn on that notification bell. Thank you so much. All right, back to the vital point that I want to make, the precious jewel that's in 2 Corinthians 1:20. That verse says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes." No wavering. God is steady. No going back on his word. God is reliable. And one way that we know this is because Jesus is proof. Jesus left heaven's throne to show us how amazing God's love is for us. The Bible says God showed his great love for us by sending Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners. Wow, you and I can trust God to keep his promise because he promised to send the Messiah. And he did. God never wavered. Even when Jesus asked if his cup of suffering could be taken away, he submitted to God's will. There was no wavering in the Garden of Gethsemane. There was no wavering on the cross at Calvary. I can't help but think of the wonderful promise in Romans 8:32. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Oh, yes, he will. He gave us the gift of eternal life through his son. He is a promise keeper, and Jesus is proof. As I sat down to put my thoughts together for this episode, I thought of a perfect illustration of the amazing things that God will do when we trust him to keep his promises. Now, it happened when my daughter was in sixth grade, obviously a long time ago now that she's given me grandchildren. Her class, I will never forget it, her class was planning on going to an art museum, taking a 4-hour bus trip down to LA to go to an art museum. And I was surprised when I found out about it by finding the permission slip in the trash. I pulled it out. It was right there on top. And I said, "Sarah, what's with this? Why are you throwing this away? Don't you want to go?" because I knew that my daughter, well, she loves just going on adventures, but she also loves art. She's just such an artistic person. And she said, well, Mom, I do want to go, but I'm afraid. And she named this woman who was mean. She was a regular chaperone, and it was like she had it out for my daughter. We'll just call her Mrs. B. So anyway, she said, I'm afraid that Mrs. B is going to be my chaperone and she'll ruin the day for me. And I said, well, we trust God, right? Let's just pray. Let's pray that He gives you a good chaperone. And so we prayed right then and there. And then she had to be at school really early in the morning, the day of the field trip. I remember it was still dark outside and you could see all these kids with their backpacks in the dark. And as we pulled up to the school, she kind of went, and I'm like, I knew you'd want to go. I can tell you're excited. And she said, Mom, it's just that Mrs. B. I'm so worried that she's going to be my chaperone. So we prayed again right there in the car. And then usually my daughter's like out the door on her way, but she stopped and she said, Mom, will you walk with me to class? So I got out of the car and I walked with my daughter into her classroom in time to hear the teacher making assignments. And this Mrs. B actually went up to her and said, is Sarah in my group? I want Sarah in my group. And I tell you what, the hair on the back of my neck stood up and I was like, this woman really is out for my daughter. That is so weird. And so I just started to pray and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to go say something. In fact, there's this scripture that says, I'll open my mouth, Lord, and you fill it. And I actually prayed that scripture and I heard in my head, shut your mouth. And I was like, wait a minute, I got to say something about this. I'm not going to let this woman abuse my daughter all day. And again, I heard, shut your mouth. Well, my daughter saw me kind of, and I said, come here. And she said, I know, she's going to be my chaperone. And I said, well, we trust God, right? And we prayed one more time. So at the end of a very long day, my daughter's friend's mom, who had been a chaperone that day, called me and said, you don't have to come to the school to pick up your daughter. I'll go ahead and bring her home. So when she comes up to me, I said to her, well, how was your day? You look like you had a good day. She goes, Mom, guess who my chaperone was? And I said, who? And she pointed to her friend's mom. And her friend's mom said, Shauna, you know, when she was announcing who the chaperones were, she said, something in me just stirred in my spirit. And I was like, no. And I walked up to the teacher and I said, no, Sarah is going to be in my group. And I'm like, oh, I know what that something was that stirred in her spirit. Well, when Sarah got on the bus, you know, she didn't know that this had happened in the classroom. And the teacher gets on the bus driver microphone thing and she says, okay, everybody, listen up, because there have been some changes to the groups and you may be one of the changes. And Sarah goes, well, that would be a miracle. And so as she begins to read her friend's mom's name and the girls in her group, and my daughter hears her name right as they're driving past a billboard that says, do you believe in miracles? Sarah said, yes, I do. I do. So she shared this story with me and I was thrilled because my daughter, if I had gone in there and done it myself, right, told that teacher what for, Sarah would have learned that she could trust me, but instead, Sarah learned that she could trust God. What an amazing thing. I hope that encourages you. I hope that you will see that we can take our hands off of things and trust God to keep His promises. He told me to keep my mouth shut. He told me He would take care of it, and He took care of it better than I would have, I'm sure. I would have put my foot in my mouth. Will you repeat today's declaration with me one more time? I can trust God to keep His promises. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, that you don't waver between yes and no. Sometimes we feel like you do if we're waiting for an answer. But Lord, you are always at work. And you keep every promise. You proved it in Jesus. So God, I pray that everyone listening, Lord God, who knows Jesus, who has received him as their Lord and Savior, God, would settle into the fact that you have already proven for them that you have done what you've said that you will do. You have given them the gift of eternal life. And Lord, you will give them everything they need through your Spirit. Lord, when they're hurt by someone who breaks a promise, Lord, that they can look to you and say, Lord God, I just pray that you would heal those broken places, that you would restore trust where it's due, and it certainly is due with you because you are trustworthy. And God, for anyone who is listening that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they may not have anyone, Lord God, who is worthy of trust. I pray that right now you would reveal yourself to them, that you would show yourself as that heavenly Father. I love that scripture from James, Father, that says every good and perfect gift comes from you, and you do not shift like changing shadows. You are steady, you are steadfast. That they would run to you, that they would receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and begin to trust not only in him for their salvation, but also in you to keep every promise that you've made. And you've promised, Lord God, that their future is a future filled with hope. It's a good future. And so, God, I pray for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God sure is good, isn't he? And I am always thanking him for you. I really appreciate you, and I would love to hear from you. Would you please leave me a comment? Tell me about a promise that God has kept in your life, or maybe a promise that you're still waiting on him to fulfill. Please click or tap on the like button and be sure to subscribe. Turn on those notifications as well. Now, if you'd like some more encouraging Bible teaching about God being a promise keeper, then you're going to want to click the thumbnail you're about to see to your right. And don't forget to tell someone that God is a promise keeper. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.